Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series about a sure foundation, basically just talking about how important God's Word is to your spiritual growth. It just amazes me how so many people desire results from God. They desire healing, deliverance, joy, peace, prosperity, or whatever, and yet they don't understand that it is linked to your understanding of the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, in verse 2, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Now again, let me just point out that most people are wanting peace in their life, and they're wanting the grace of God, but this links that to the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. You don't just pray for peace. Peace doesn't just come because you've sought the Lord and asked Him to give you peace. It comes because you've renewed your mind and you have the truths of God working in you, and that Word has given you faith that enables you to endure and last through all of the storms of this life and things like that. This is making a point that grace and peace is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. In verse 3, it says, according, the word according means in proportion to or to the degree of His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Now that's an amazing statement. It says all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You know, all things. That just about includes everything. What is it that you need today? What is it that you're wanting? Are you wanting peace in your life? Verse 2 says that comes through the knowledge of God. Are you wanting to be healed in your life? Are you needing a relationship restored? Are you trying to prosper and overcome some adversity, being laid off or whatever has happened to you? Are you just discouraged and depressed and you need joy and peace in your life? It says all things that pertain unto life and godliness. That includes everything. Anything that you need comes through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. If you have a problem in any area of your life, now I'm going to make a statement right here that some of you on the surface will reject, but if you'll think about it, this is exactly what this verse is saying. But if you have a need in any area of your life, then according to this verse, you have a knowledge problem. Because everything that pertains to life and godliness comes through the knowledge of Him that has called you to glory and virtue. If you don't have healing, you got a knowledge problem. It's not that you haven't fasted enough, that you haven't prayed enough, that you aren't living holy enough. You don't understand the Word of God and what it teaches and how to release and appropriate and take your power and command the healing power of God to come. If you are having trouble in your marriage relationship, now it takes two people to make a marriage work, and so I'm not saying that everything is totally on your part, but in most situations, there's a lot of things that you, as one part of that marriage, are doing that is wrong. And if you knew the Word of God and what it teaches about how to love your mate the way that Christ loved the church, if you really understood how to not be selfish and not be desiring your own things, you could at least solve your part of that marriage problem. And in the vast majority of cases, if your mate was living with Jesus, they'd be changed. Now, they have a choice. I'm not just saying that if you do everything right, you can guarantee that another person is going to be the person they're supposed to be. No, everybody's got a free choice. But I'm saying you could eliminate any aggravation that you are adding to this marriage relationship. You could change it and turn it around. So it doesn't matter if it's prosperity, if it's healing, if it's your relationships, if it's your future, if it's your job, your work situation. The Word of God teaches you how to do everything. All things that pertain unto life and godliness come through the knowledge of God's Word. And it just astounds me how many people come to me and they are asking me to pray for them that they could experience victory in some area of their life. And yet as I talk to them, I may not say it in these words, but I'm just fishing basically for where are you? What are you believing? And the vast majority of the people who come to me and want me to pray that this will happen in their life, They don't have a clue what the Word of God has to say. For instance, let me just take an example that people come and ask me to pray with them because they're in financial distress and they need help. And as I begin to talk to them, you can tell that they don't understand the principles of the Word of God. Like, for instance, in Proverbs chapter 6, it says very clearly to owe no man anything. It says that if you owe somebody money, don't go to sleep. Don't lay down. Don't rest until you get out of this, just like a bird trying to escape a snare. The Scripture makes it very clear. Romans chapter 13 talks about owe no man anything but to love one another. It says that the borrower is servant to the lender. It's completely contrary to the philosophy that is in most Western mentality today. And because people are, you know, they make credit easy, they send you these credit cards with low interest rate and they get you hooked and then they increase the interest rate. If you get to where you owe $2,000 or $3,000 on a credit card and you only pay off the minimum amount, I forget the exact details now, I've heard it, but it'll take something like 10 years or 20 years for you to ever get out of debt doing that. And it's just silly the way that people live. And then they get themselves into all of these problems because they didn't have the knowledge of God. And they're just wanting God to rain money down out of the heaven. They're wanting to win the lottery. And they don't understand that the Scripture says in Proverbs 23:7, as you think in your heart, that's the way that you are. Even if you won the lottery, you would be back in the financial bondage that you are in right now unless you change the way you think, unless the knowledge of God begins to start impacting your life. And so my point is, see, that people are wanting all of this change. They're wanting these different results, but they're going to continue to think and do things the way that they've done. They aren't going to order their life according to the Word of God, and then they get upset with God like, God, why didn't you come through? I'm telling you, all things that pertain unto life and godliness come through the knowledge of Him. The Word of God has instructions on relationships. The Lord told me how to find my mate. I was engaged to Jamie. We were engaged before we ever held hands, before we ever kissed. God supernaturally put us together. The Lord will tell you how to conduct your finances. I have come from extreme poverty to where, praise God, we are seeing millions of dollars flow through this ministry and we're having an impact around the world. We're doing things. And the Word of God has taught me all of this. The Word of God has taught me how to be healthy. The Word of God has instructed me on how to walk in health myself. I've been able to minister to other people. The Word of God has taught me how to get along with people, how to turn the other cheek, how to not put my interest ahead of everybody else, but to esteem other people better than myself in Philippians chapter 2. The Word of God teaches you how to do everything in your life. This is the foundation. It should be the foundation. And I'm just telling you, I'm saying this in love. I know many of you are thinking I'm messing with you because you're sitting there saying it's my fault. That's exactly what I'm saying. Amen. I'm saying that the Word of God teaches us how to live a righteous and godly life. And the reason most of us are in the mess that we are is because we have ignored God's Word. You know, when it comes to health issues, it's not enough just to know that God wants you well. Now, that's a starting place, and that's very important. But the Scripture says that a merry heart does good like a medicine. It says to cast all of your care upon the Lord because He cares for you. And if you were to live a stress-free, a carefree life where you are enjoying the presence of the Lord, you would find out that that would take care of so many stress-related sicknesses and diseases. But there are people, see, that they have this Scripture over here that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed, and they know that and they think that's sufficient, and yet they live their life to where they are worried about everything. They can't sleep at night because they are worried about how they're going to make this work, how they're going to get their children to do right and all of this, and they haven't cast their care over on the Lord, and they are causing physical problems in their body and wondering, well, I know it's God's will for me to be healed. Why isn't it working? It's because you aren't walking in the knowledge of God's Word. You can't departmentalize your life. You just can't make this your Christian part over here where you seek God. And then over here, this is your work life and this is your married life and this is your relationship life with your friends and stuff. And you live that according to the way that you've done before you were born again. But then over here, you try and believe that God is going to get you well. And yet you're doing everything. You're living a lifestyle where you're abusing your body. You know, the scripture teaches you how to take care of yourself, spirit, soul, and body. It'll take care of everything. All things that pertain unto life and godliness come through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. And then in the fourth verse, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The first two or three verses here had emphasized how important the knowledge of God is. And then in verse 4, it says, through this knowledge are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. What that's talking about is the Word of God. The Word of God is the knowledge of God written down and revealed to us. And if we would take the Word of God and base our life on it and go by what it says, and live our life dominated and controlled by the Word of God, it would set you free in your body. You would walk in health. You'd walk in prosperity. You'd begin to have joy and peace. You would begin to have hope and faith when other people are operating in despair and unbelief. I tell you, the Word of God would just change your life. I don't know how to say this any stronger than what I'm saying it. And yet, I know that the vast majority of people watching this program, probably the vast majority, have some relationship with God, some desire for God, or you wouldn't be watching this Christian network and you'd be watching something that wasn't Christian. So you have some degree, some desire for the things for the Lord. Most of you have situations in your life that you're praying and wanting the right results. You're wanting this fruit, and yet you reject the root that causes it. That's basically what I've been trying to say for the last 2 weeks, that this is the root. This is the seed. If you want to get this plant to grow, you just don't talk to the ground. You don't pray over bare ground. God has given us seeds. You plant a seed in the ground, and that seed will produce a plant and produce fruit. Likewise, in the kingdom of God. This is what these parables I've been using out of Mark chapter 4 are all about. In every one of these instances, he says that the Word of God is the seed. Mark chapter 4, verse 14, the sower sows the Word. He had given this parable about a man that took seed and just threw it on the ground, and it landed on four different types of ground. And only one of the four types of ground was able to bring forth fruit from that seed. And then he begins to explain what he's really talking about. He's talking about how the Word works in our life. If you want change in your life, take the Word of God and meditate in the Word of God day and night, and I guarantee you it will change you. Now, that sounds too simple. We want something else. We want somebody to wave their hand over us. We want something dramatic where we hear an audible voice from God or just some epiphany where God touches us, and we want something that's going to change our life. I'm telling you, it's as simple as this is a seed. And if you would take this seed and plant it in your life and meditate on it day and night and let the Word of God have dominance in your life, the Word of God would change you. It's that simple. Many of you are wanting different results, and yet you are going to continue to do the same thing. You're going to think the same way. And again, I go back to this verse, Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The reason your life is the way it is because of the way you think. And I know that many of you don't like that, and you think, well, you're condemning me. I'm saying this to help you. This is a truth. It's an axiom. It is an established fact that doesn't alter, that your life has gone the way it's gone because of the way you think. And then, of course, your thinking is what has produced your actions and your words that you speak and all of the results that have come from that. It came because of your value system that you have. If you want to change your circumstances, change the way you think. And then that way you think will change the way you believe. It'll change the way you feel about things when negative things happen. It'll change the way you talk. It'll change the way you act. And it'll eventually wind up changing everything. But if you want to change your circumstances, start by changing the way you think. And that is what God's Word is all about. If you would take the Word of God and meditate in it, it's like just swallowing seeds, planting seeds in your life. And those things are going to produce. And let me just say this, that if you aren't taking the Word of God and planting it in your heart, well, then you can't just turn your mind off. Your mind is constantly functioning. Your heart is constantly having things planted in it. And if you aren't planting the Word of God in it, then you are allowing this world, the devil and his system, to plant fear and heartbreak and tragedy and bitterness and anger and depression, discouragement, all of these things. There's an abundance of stuff in this world. And if you aren't taking care of your heart and planting in it the things that you want to grow, well, then I can guarantee you, you are just by default having this world occupy your attention. If your attention isn't focused on the Word of God, it's going to be focused on something. And you know, there's a lot of people that think, well, I'm not into this really bad stuff. It doesn't have to be terrible. It doesn't have to be demonic as such. Just have it be carnal. Just have it be natural. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. John 6:63 says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So God's Word is spirit. So to be spiritually minded is to be minded according to God's Word, to think on the things of God, to think on His values, to look at His way of thinking instead of this world's way of thinking. You don't have to be out here into X-rated movies. You don't have to be plotting murder. You don't have to be doing these extreme, terrible things. Just be a normal, average, common, carnal person, and it'll produce death in you. And I tell you, that's where a huge amount of Christians are today. They have received Jesus. They are born again. If they were to die, they would go to be with the Lord. But they aren't keeping their mind stayed on the Word of God. Isaiah 26:3, the Lord will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him because you trust in Him. If you aren't experiencing perfect peace, it's because your mind isn't stayed on God. And it doesn't have to be out here into X-rated, R-rated, demonic stuff. You don't have to be looking at pornography. You don't have to do this. Just don't focus on the things of God and just be occupied with the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches and the other things. And they'll choke the Word of God. It'll keep it from working. The point I've been trying to get across, the point of all of these parables that Jesus taught, was that the Word of God is like a seed. And if you would take that seed and plant it in your life and give attention to it, priority to it, and not allow any other value to come against it, anything that challenges the truths that are recorded in God's Word, reject them. Refuse to allow those things to come into your life. And if you would live by the Word of God, then all you will get is Word of God results. You know, again, I go back to that verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. And it says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And when it says carnal mindedness equals death, that isn't talking about only physical death. Did you know depression is a mild form of death? It's not experiencing the eternal life that Jesus, the abundant life that Jesus came to provide for us. You are experiencing a slow form of death when you're depressed, when you're discouraged, when you're fearful, when you are sick, when you are poor. Anything that is contrary to the abundant life that Jesus provided for you is death. And it says carnal mindedness is what equals death. You know, I think I've used this example in this series, I can't remember, but anyway, it's a great example, so I'll use it again. But if you are planting a garden at your home, I don't have to be there when you plant your seed. All I've got to do is be there when something grows up, and I can tell you what you planted. You reap what you sow, and you only reap what you sow. You don't sow corn and reap peas. Every seed produces after its own kind. If your life is messed up, if you are full of failure and depression and discouragement, Many of you think, well, it's not my fault. You don't understand. I've just had bad luck. This happened to me. This person treated me wrong. And we blame anybody and everybody else. But the Scripture says that you reap what you sow. If you are experiencing sickness, disease, poverty, depression, fear, failure, if your relationships can't work, if just everything around you is falling apart, I'm telling you, it's because you have not been keeping your mind stayed on the Word of God. You have allowed other things, and they don't have to be totally demonic things. Just let it be normal, natural, carnal things. The word carnal doesn't mean sinful necessarily. The word carnal means of the five senses, just fleshly. Just be occupied with good things. But if they aren't God things, it will wind up producing death in your life. And this is where so many people are. It's not that they are terribly bad people. It's just that they are terribly carnal people. And carnal mindedness equals death. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. But spiritual mindedness equals life and peace. So I don't have to be present with you when you sow your seed. I just have to see what's growing in your life. And I can tell you what you've been doing. I know many of you don't like that because it's just too absolute. There is no room for placing the blame on somebody else. You have to accept responsibility, and we have been taught not to do that. But I'm telling you that this is the truth. The truth will set you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. And I'm saying these things to set you free. If your life is a mess, you have either planted or you have been passive and allowed the world system to plant seeds on the inside of you that are producing the crop that you've got in your life. If you don't like that crop, if you want to change it, you don't just pray, you don't just beg, you don't just plead, you don't just come to someone like me or the pastor of your church and ask them to pray and wave their hand over you and get rid of all of your problems. Uproot those negative seeds, those negative thoughts, the negative values that you've had. Begin to start meditating in the Word of God. Plant the Word of God in your heart. And you got to give it some time. This isn't an instantaneous process, but over a period of time, as you meditate in the Word of God day and night, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. That's the promise given to us in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, that this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate in it day and night, that we observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then what? When we have taken the Word of God and meditated in it day and night, then we will make our way prosperous, and then we will have good success. It didn't say you might have good success. 50% of the people who do this will have good success. Certain types of personality will have good success. Men will have good success, but not women. No, it just says you do this and you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. If you aren't prosperous, if you aren't succeeding, you have not taken the Word of God and put it first place in your life, period. That's not meant to condemn. It's meant to explain, to encourage, and to help you to see the way out of your situation. You know, I'm out of time today, but I am going to continue this teaching on our programs. We will be continuing this all week long. Plus, I've got a series entitled A Sure Foundation. This is actually what I teach in the beginning of our Charis Bible College curriculum. And this would really help you. So I encourage you to listen. Our announcer is going to give you some information, and please call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled A Sure Foundation is available on either CD or on DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Make sure to specify whether you want the CD or DVD album when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The second teaching in the Sure Foundation series titled Got a Need? Plant a Seed is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this second CD free of charge when you write or call. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book titled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith, is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is also on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, it's only the people who've supported us that have allowed us to be on television all around the world. We spend over $1 million a month on television airtime, and I couldn't do that if it wasn't for people who believe in this message and who are receiving, and they want to see other people set free. So if you haven't yet become a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about that. And then we have a number on your screen you can call and you can sign up. And I'd like to encourage you to become a monthly partner with the Gospel Truth Television Ministry. It would be a blessing to you, and you would help us to reach people all around the world.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 28th through the 30th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, February 4th through the 6th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, February 7th. He'll also be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for Pastor Bob Yandian's Ministers Conference, March 3rd through the 5th, and in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
You know, we have a lot of information on our website. Not only this teaching that I have about a sure foundation, but I have about, I think it's 8 or 10 years of my television programs are archived there that you can watch free of charge. I have more than that, radio programs that you can listen to. I have hundreds of my teaching tapes that you can download. You talk about getting the Word in you. Our website is really one of the best sources on the web, I believe, for getting the Word of God out. And so I encourage you to check it out. We have the address right there on the screen. And if you would check it out, I guarantee you, you will get the Word through our AWMI website.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
If you want to live in abundance, if you want the victory and the abundant life that Jesus produced, then if you've got a need in your life, plant the seed of God's Word. And to the degree that you take the Word of God and plant it in your life, you can experience supernatural victory in this life. I know that there's many of you saying, I don't believe that. Well, that's because you don't believe the Word. Jesus said, pray and believe for this, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How do you get around that? Most people don't let that bother them because they don't know it. They haven't meditated on it. But if you were to take the Word of God, see, you'd start seeing things like this.